Questions 36 to 40. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the third talk. Listen to a woman speaking at a meeting.
Good morning and welcome to our meeting before the California Energy Commission. First, I'd like to welcome everyone and remind you that we have the public advisor in the back, Jenny Cummings. So those of you planning on speaking, ask Jenny for a blue card, fill it out, and we'll put you in the order. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome and introduce the newest member of my staff, Mary Williams, who has recently been hired as my advisor. She is a licensed attorney in California with a law degree from the University of Southern California and a master's degree in environmental and land use law from the University of Florida. Also here today is Pamela Brown, who's come to intern with my office for this month as she's finishing up her geology studies at Brown University. The first item on our agenda is the possible adoption of proposed revisions to the Solar Homes Partnership Guidebook. Let me begin with a brief background of the new Solar Homes Partnership Program. I'll call it the NSHP program from now on. This is part of the California Solar Initiative, which is a statewide solar program. It's a 12-year program that began in January 2003 and ends at the end of 2015. Eligible projects are only residential projects under construction. Our main goal is to encourage the installation of high-performing solar systems. We hope to have solar energy systems on 50% of new homes by the end of the program. We are basically aiming at encouraging a self-sufficient solar industry.
Now you'll hear the third talk again. Listen to a woman speaking at a meeting.
Good morning and welcome to our meeting before the California Energy Commission. First, I'd like to welcome everyone and remind you that we have the public advisor in the back, Jenny Cummings. So those of you planning on speaking, ask Jenny for a blue card, fill it out, and we'll put you in the order. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome and introduce the newest member of my staff, Mary Williams, who has recently been hired as my advisor. She is a licensed attorney in California with a law degree from the University of Southern California and a master's degree in environmental and land use law from the University of Florida. Also here today is Pamela Brown, who's come to intern with my office for this month as she's finishing up her geology studies at Brown University. The first item on our agenda is the possible adoption of proposed revisions to the Solar Homes Partnership Guidebook. Let me begin with a brief background of the new Solar Homes Partnership Program. I'll call it the NSHP program from now on. This is part of the California Solar Initiative, which is a statewide solar program. It's a 12-year program that began in January 2003 and ends at the end of 2015. Eligible projects are only residential projects under construction. Our main goal is to encourage the installation of high-performing solar systems. We hope to have solar energy systems on 50% of new homes by the end of the program. We are basically aiming at encouraging a self-sufficient solar industry.
Question 36. Why is Jenny Cummings present at the meeting? Question 37. What job does Mary Williams do? Question 38. What do we learn about Pamela Brown? Question 39. What is the first thing to be discussed at the meeting? Question 40. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"Eligible projects are only residential projects under construction"?